And this book of the law shall not depart from out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. With reverence to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, I greet you, Father Carl, and all the members of the clergy in attendance, all the lay leaders, and you, our Heavenly Father's children, in the name of Him who said in Matthew 22, 37 through 39, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. His name is Jesus. I've come to proclaim that He alone is the promised Messiah of Israel, that He is Christ, the anointed one of God. Our scriptural focus this morning will be Matthew, the second chapter and the 11th verse. I don't know if we're going to have it on the screen or not, but I will read it from the Authorized or King James Version. And it says, and when they were come unto the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. This Sunday, as we are finishing up our prayer focus on frontline prayer meetings, perhaps you recall that these are one of two kinds of prayer meetings: maintenance and frontline prayer meetings. Maintenance prayer meetings are short, mechanical, and focus on physical needs inside the church. In contrast, the three basic traits of frontline prayer meetings are these. One, a request for grace to confess sins and to humble ourselves. You remember that? Two, a compassion and zeal for the flourishing of the church and the reaching of the lost. And this morning we will focus on the third, our yearning to know God and to see His face and to glimpse His glory. You know, every Christmas we see a reoccurring themes. Sometimes we see it on a bumper sticker, or we may see it on a church sign. And if I would take it as a subject for this morning, it would be wise men still seek Him. Wise men still seek Him. You see, this phrase points to the reality of Christmas, the birth of Christ, who is the anointed one, the one we love and worship. But if you go back to the scriptural passage, Matthew 2 and 11, I believe there's much more to be gleaned. First, they went seeking the Lord, and I submit to you today that wise men, wise women, boys and girls seek the Lord. Seek the Lord while He may yet be found. Call on him while he is near. That's what Isaiah wrote in the 55th chapter and 6th verse. Our passage shows that not only do the wise seek the Lord, but they also bow down before him. The wise worship him. This passage reflects a passion, as Father Carl just spoke to us about, for the Lord. A first love for him. A yearning to know God. A desire to seek his face. A desire to behold his glory. Does this passage reflect your current relationship with God? Christianity is a relationship with God. It is much more than a religion. It fulfills our needs as individuals, and it offers opportunities for us as a community. Yes, we can be one with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes, we can partake of his body and his blood. Yes, we can be covered in his blood. We can benefit from his advocacy. Therefore, we are comforted and counseled. We can do all things as he strengthens us. Humility is necessary, as Father Carl continually points out. Therefore, we must bow down. We must seek his will, and we must seek his kingdom. When was the last time you fell down on your face and prayed that the laws here in Alabama receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? The old hymn said, Lord, bring a revival and let it begin with me. There first must be a bowing down from us. Then we will see a bowing down of others. The scriptural text states that when they saw Mary, the mother, and the baby Jesus, then they bowed down. We must be living epistles. We must be living epistles. People walking around praising him in our hearts with hosannas and hallelujahs. Lights reflecting his glory in a dark world. People thankful that God intervened in human history by sending his only begotten son to die on the cross, that we may one day live eternally with him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. The wise seek him, bow down to him, and then they give to him. This passage shows they gave precious gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. We do that with our tithes, offering, and time. As you strive to know God, to seek his face and glimpse his glory, give him the first fruits of your life. Give him the first day of your week. Give him the first hour of every day. Give him the first dime of every dollar. Perhaps you can support mission work and thus give others who have never heard the name Jesus an opportunity to be saved. Perhaps you can become involved in a ministry here in the church. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Yearn to know him. Yearn to see his face. Yearn to glimpse his glory. And may the King of glory be with you all.